So what does it mean to be a human? And especially in the midst of all this, we are all of this life process, but we're one distinct form. How are we different? One of the most penetrating theories of the birth of the human has to do with a sense of timing. So we're very, very similar to the chimpanzees, for instance. We're like almost 99% identical genetically. And it's just astounding. There are forms of yeast that are more distinct from one another than we are from chimpanzees. So how do we make sense of that? And the theory is that there was a subtle mutation of what we call the HOX genes. The HOX genes control the rate of development. So in a single phrase, it is that the rate of development was slowed down for the human. Now, if you slowed down the rate of development of a salamander, right, it might remain in that early phase of its life, like the tadpole, right? But if you slow down the rate of development of a mammal, what's interesting is that you can remain in a playful stage. Every mammal has a certain period of play, and it's a time where there is not any fixed genetic program. So there's a freedom. And that's the theory of what happened in terms of the genetic mutation that gave rise to the human, that we slowed down our development to remain in that stage of freedom and curiosity. And that would be the defining characteristic of what it means to be human. And the implications, I think, are immense. It means that the humans, in a real deep way, don't know what to do. Meaning that we can't rely upon our DNA to tell us how to respond. And so what did happen then is that the early humans became profoundly fascinated by existence. You know, if you have a raging forest fire, all the animals know what to do, and that's to flee. But there's a new possibility for the human. The human could become so fascinated that it might even go toward the fire rather than away from it. So that it was the moment when life gave birth to a being that could give itself over to play, curiosity, wonder, awe, fascination. And everything that has followed in the human story follows from that capacity to be astounded. So the human is an intensification of feelings. So we become astounded by, I say, fire, the forest fire, but it could be a sunset or a sunrise. We could stay thinking about the sunset long after it made any sense for another animal, or death, or birth. All of the aspects of the universe were astounding to us. And the response on the part of the human community was to invent a way of actually sharing these deep experiences in consciousness. And the mode of doing this is language. Language is a way in which the inner experiences of one can actually be transmitted to another, conveyed to another. So we have the growth of these language groups. And this makes a change in life that is as significant as actually the very beginning of life. Because now learning can become part of the ongoing evolution of a particular species. If you look at any other species, they rely upon their DNA or what they might have learned in their own lifetime. But with the human, we not only can rely upon our DNA and what we learn, we can rely upon what was actually learned in the past. Because of this ability, using language, to actually bring it into a form that is physical and that can endure through time. So that what was learned becomes a permanent possession of the human community. In this sense, the very process of evolutionary dynamics change. Now experience, individual experience, can become part of the guidance system of a species. And we have one way to think about this is that the human, then, is not an individual. We are individuals in a sense, but our minds are actually created and supported by 200,000 years of human experience, to the degree to which that experience has been expressed in culture. So that with our libraries now, and with our computer chips, and we have amassed all of this knowledge. And so it is the creation of an animal that can actually draw upon a long extended period of learning. Each of us has a mind that is 200,000 years in the making.